Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting to the world. Broadcasting to the world. To the world.
BlakeRadio.com. Music for your mind, body, and soul. Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
Good morning, boys and girls. Thank you so much for joining us here today. It is a wonderful day. It's finally seeming like spring. We haven't had very much spring on this side of the world, but I know that in California, it has been really wonderful. So I'm so glad that you can join us with Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and Starfish and all the beautiful girls and boys all over the place. Mommies, daddies, grandpa, grandma, nana, and all other people who just care.
Tell me what you want to be when you get older.
Fashion designer.
I want to be a basketball player.
I want to be one of the best singers.
I want to be a model.
I want to be a solvent.
I want to be a running singer.
I want to be an
actor. I want to be a model.
Yay!
Boys and girls, moms and dads, Nana, Grandpa, I know you know what time it is. It is Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories, and that means it must be time for bed. It also means it is a Sunday wonderful afternoon, and we're going to be talking about Earth Day today. What a wonderful thing, because I think that we all enjoy the Earth. Regardless of whether you're on the West Coast, East Coast, or Central, you are on Earth. And as we said, it's time for bed. I know a lot of you are saying, I'm not ready to go, because we have to bring a lot of you in because you are playing outside. And we have to get ready for bed. And we have to get ready for taking all of our bedtime lists, having to do all of those things. And that is going to be a long list that we will have later, have Starfish tell us exactly what we have to be able to do, because that is a lot of things. Now, I know that Bella, she is getting ready. You've probably seen her all over the website. And there is Duncan, her brother, and Casey, her sister, all of them getting together. And we can't forget older sister Ashley. And there's Summers. We saw her riding on the back of her bicycle with her brother. Can you believe that? Her little brother is finally able to ride her on the back. And Jason, we saw you getting ready for your communion. And there's Cameron and Tony and Matthews and Ashley. There is so many boys and girls out there. But we have to call everybody in. Are you ready to come in? I'm not sure. Let me see. They're outside playing in the summer sun. All looking down at them. Let's see if we can hear them. I'm still looking. They're still out there. I heard them. I think they're playing a little hide and seek from us. But boys and girls, It's really hard to bring everybody in because you know what? And what makes it so hard to come in for sleep is because you're not ready to close your eyes. And I know on the West Coast, you certainly aren't ready to do all that. And there's more to it than that. We like to get you in those snuggly PJs and that good smelling pillow and hugs and warm feet and that back rub that you get from Nana or maybe your mommy or daddy are doing that too for you. And the poems and the songs and our favorite stories, because that's what you get a chance to hear when you come and join Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories. Now this is our youngest time, and you have our youngest, and always that happens. I'm sure, Casey, you probably do that too. Ask 10 questions, and then you have follow-up questions, all trying to make sure that we get those things, maybe delay some of that sleeping time. So we also have getting that glass of water and then having that itch on your back, all these things that kind of delay that little time for getting ready to go to sleep. I know you are. We're trying to put you in the mood to get you just a little bit tired and hoping that some of you may even be yawning. So we've got to read that bedtime list because what is our order that we want to be able to do? Let's see what it is. I know that some of you already have your pajamas on and you're so ready. Here we go. Make sure you can check it all off.
At night before you get tucked in, you check your bedtime.
I got my shampoo, I got my washcloth, and I got a big old fluffy towel to dry myself when I get out. You know what else I got to make bathtub time the best time of my day? I bet you know what it is. I bet you got one too. It's my special pal. Let's sing about him now.
Rubber ducky, you're the one. You make bath time lots of fun. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you. Bo-bo-bo-dee-o. Rubber ducky, joy of joy. When I squeeze you, you make noise. Rubber ducky, you're my very best friend. It's true. Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute and yellow and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
All right, y'all, let's get wet. Dirtiest birdie I've ever seen. Come on over here. I gotta wash behind your ears. What do you mean you don't have any ears? I know it's gonna tickle, but I gotta get you nice and clean. Know what I mean?
Every day when I make my way to the tubby, I find a little fella who's cute, yellow, and chubby. Rubber dub dubby. Rubber ducky, you're so fine, and I'm lucky that you're mine. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of. Rubber ducky, I love a whole pond of. Rubber ducky, I'm awfully fond of you.
Time for bed.
Going to have some fun to be able to talk about this earth. Now, one poem I have is called Sing of the Earth and Sky. Now, it's a book of poetry that was by Eileen Fisher. And this one is called Hard to Believe. Now, when you walk on a desert with sand all around, or climb up to a mountain a mile above ground, or sail on an ocean where beaches abound, it's hard to believe that our planet is round. We are going to be going to sleep on Earth. So, boys and girls, we want to make sure that we definitely keep it clean. Now, I know it's going to be hard for some of you to go to sleep, and that's why we know that you come to us every Sunday and listen to Aunt Jill's Bedtime Stories and Blog Talk Radio, because it's a time for bed. Now, some of you are probably going, I'm not ready to go to bed yet, even though I have my warm pajamas out and I've already taken my bath. It's time, boys and girls. Your mommy and daddy said it's time. And some of you are saying, I've got to get my glass of water. Or, you know, Mom, could you rub me on my back? I got this itchy spot that's there. Or, one more question. I have one more question to ask you. Well, all those things are going to be behind us because we are getting ready for bed. Now, again, we're talking about Earth. Not everyone knows Earth because that's where we live. Now, our planet Earth, now don't you think that someone had a very funny notion to go and name our planet Earth when most of it is ocean? Maybe they should have called it ocean, don't you think? Well, we're going to be talking about Earth Day, and I have a wonderful song that I would like to play for you. And it's by C. Fuller and the Recyclable Kids. Here it goes.
In case you didn't know, today is Earth Day. And what that means is we take the day to share all our ideas on how to protect the environment. Things like recycling, saving energy, not polluting. All of this helps to take care of the Earth.
Earth Day is not unusual, just a way to make life musical. We gotta keep the Earth beautiful, so here's a couple things you should know. Earth Day is not unusual, just a way to make life musical. We gotta keep the Earth beautiful, so here's a couple things you should know.
Earth Day, this is a way that we take a day to cherish the Mother Earth. And hey, this is why we all gather here. Wouldn't it be fun if we could do magic here? Yeah, here's what we gotta do. Every one of you, throw your peace sign. Hold up a number two. Look up to the sky. Look down to the ground. Look at all the other people that surround you. Now, think of all the animals from land to seas. The birds, the trees, the ants, the bees. From big to small, look at them all. This is what we call Earth Day. Look at it this way, it's like a birthday, and we are one big family, but we are the babies, our Earth is the mommy.
Earth Day is not unusual, just a way to make life musical. We gotta keep the Earth beautiful, so here's a couple things you should know.
Earth Day
is not unusual, just a way to make life musical. We gotta keep the Earth beautiful.
To take care of your earth, because the earth is the reason why we have fresh oxygen, and it's the reason why we can breathe.
Fresh air, too. Clean air. We don't have to have anything to help us breathe. All you have to do is take a big breath and breathe in that nice clean air. But if we don't take care of it, it's going to be very hard to be able to inhale it without having to cough. It's called the poem that we're going to be reading, because the earth is real very important. This poem is called The Spinning Earth. The earth, they say, spins round and round. It doesn't look it from the ground and never makes a spinning sound. Wow, boys and girls, can you believe that? It's amazing how the earth goes around and we don't even hear it. And the water never swirls and swishes from oceans full of dizzy fishes. How does that happen, boys and girls, that it doesn't fall off? And the shells don't lose their pans and dishes. And houses don't go swirling by, or puppies swirl around the sky, or robins spin instead of fly. It may be true what people say about our spinning night and day, but I keep wondering anyway. Now, how does that all happen, boys and girls, that the water doesn't fall off Earth? Well, we'll be finding out what happens very soon. Isn't that something? Wasn't that such a funny poem? That how everything stays. Everything stays around. We're so glad that the boys and girls all know how important it is to keep our earth clean in order for them to breathe and for us to be able to walk around and feel very, very proud of it. And Earth Day has turned into Earth Week. And Starfish, do you have any information that you would like to share with the boys and girls with how did Earth Day even start?
Well, yes, boys and girls, it's so important to celebrate Earth Day. Earth Day is a special day to celebrate our planet. All across our continent, people do projects to help preserve and protect the Earth's animals, plants, and habitats. Some people clean up parks and playgrounds, which is a very, very gracious thing to do. And it helps our Earth. Because the Earth can't really clean up for itself. It's all they need is your help. Others bike to school and work instead of riding in a car. Some people pick up trash along beaches or rivers. Other plants, trees. Some have environmental fairs and projects. When was the first Earth Day? Do you guys know? I'll let you guess. Tick tock, tick tock. Do you give up, boys and girls?
I think they're still thinking.
The first Earth Day was celebrated on, get ready for this, April 22nd, 1970, boys and girls.
Wow.
Which actually, it's really not that very long for us to celebrate Earth Day if we look at how long Earth has been in existence. Gaylord Nelson, a former U.S. Senator from Wisconsin, decided that the best way to save our planet was to educate people in ways to protect and to conserve. Have you ever heard of the phrase, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem? Well, Gaylord Nelson decided he would be part of the solution. So he created Earth Day. And boys and girls, don't think that you need to have a huge group or a big corporation or be a part of a large organization to help. You can just help on a daily basis. If you're walking down the street and you see someone litter, say, please, sir, please, ma'am, put that trash in the garbage bin. Or if you have trash in your hands, make sure that you throw it in the proper place. Here's a tip. Take a walk with family and bring a trash bag. And as you see trash, pick up on the way. That's something easy that you can do with your family. Everything starts from the beginning. And you probably obviously cannot remember this far in advance, but a long, long time ago, it was just the earth and nature. And boys and girls, there's some locations like rainforests or deserts or farms where it's only nature. The sky, the ground, the trees, and the animals. I'm going to read you a book called From Tadpole to Frog by Wendy Pfeiffer, illustrated by Holly Keller. This is a frog pond, but where are the frogs? When winter winds whistle, the frogs hide. They sleep at the bottom of the pond in the soft mud. Frogs hibernate in their hideaway all winter long. After the ice melts, flowers appear. Birds return, and pond creatures wake up. Spring has arrived, and Frog Pond is here. Here are the old frogs stretching their legs. At night, you hear the males are calling their mates. The females hear the call. The male hugs his mate. He fertilizes a soft jelly-covered eggs, cling together in the cool water. In about 10 days, the eggs hatch. The pond comes alive with thousands, thousands of tiny tadpoles. They wiggle their tails and breathe underwater with gills just like fish. During the summer, the tadpole swims about eating water plants. But water beetles, snakes, and birds are eating them too. They're eating tasty tadpoles. When fall comes, look carefully in the water. Are there any tadpoles left? Look here! Are they tadpoles or wet leaves? They're brownish speckled tadpoles. Hundreds of them float by with the brownish speckled leaves, eating and swimming, swimming and eating. And the tadpoles grow very fast. When the winter winds blow again, they burrow under the mud at the bottom of the pond. They do not eat. They do not move. They just sleep. When spring sunshine warms, the tadpoles whirl. They awake, hungry, so they swim and eat and swim. Tiny hind legs behind begin to sprout. They grow bigger, longer, and stronger, with the tall grows shorter. Tiny frog legs begin to show. The tadpoles look like long-tailed legs, long-tailed frogs. All summer, the tadpoles change more. Lungs develop and more. Mouths and eyes grow larger and more until they become frogs. When their tails disappear, they are no longer tadpoles. Now they use their strong legs and webbed feet to swim inside of the pond instead of their tails. Now they can rest on lily pads and leap onto the land. The frogs flick out their long, sticky tongues and capture worms, spiders, and dragonflies. Now where are the frogs? Slowly the day grows colder. Winter winds blow. Birds fly south. Once again, the pond creatures hibernate. Where are the frogs now? Over 2,000 kinds of frogs. There's the leopard or grass frogs, the pickerel frogs, wood frogs, gray tree frogs, spring peepers. The end.
Boys and girls. What? Didn't you learn something? How important it is from, you can never underestimate yourself, from a tadpole to all of a sudden growing up and how you change. And that's one of the things that's going to be happening to you. And that's why having a clean pond, having a clean earth is important, because from little bitty eggs, these tadpoles grow into frogs. And they change all during the season. And they help nature. And there's all different kinds of frogs. Over 2,000 kinds of frogs. Who knew? There's grass frogs, leopard frogs, which are pretty common. Those are the ones you see all the time. Then there's wood frogs, and there's gray tree frogs, and springs frogs, and peppers frogs. But we said that having animals, it's real important to be able to help them with recycling and taking care of the earth and reusing, because if the water, the ponds are polluted for them, they won't be able to survive, and that is important. And we have another song that's called Recycling Ocean Talking by Ann Wilder.
Let's spin up if you give a shish go.
Don't forget, recycle. That means that you don't throw anything down. You put it in the trash where it belongs. Are some of you getting sleepy? I don't think so. You're still trying to stay up, and you still have plenty of questions, which we definitely like because we are talking about a very serious topic, Earth Week. And we want to make sure that we keep it for lots of generations to come because it's been so good for us so far, and we want to pass that on to other people. It's like having clothes. Still, they're pretty good, and we love them ourselves, and it's great to be able to pass it on to someone else so that they can enjoy it. And that is part of recycling and reusing. So, boys and girls, how is that pillow? And I know you've already taken off your slippers because you're already snugly in bed. And it's so cozy. And I think we've answered a lot of your questions already. And just to make sure that we're completely on the same page, which is funny, on the same page. We want to make sure that you're with us too. So we're going to continue to talk about this topic, Earth Week.
Earth Week is very, very special.
It is, Starfish.
And you will start to hear a lot this week. You'll hear your teacher say, recycle, reduce, and reuse. Bike, walk, ride the bus, conserve water, and save energy. Those are things that are very important to keep in mind. Endangered animals, you can think of. Precious planets, think globally and act locally. A multitude of messages, you can encourage all your friends to treat Earth, our great Earth, with respect. It's Earth Week.
Yes, and imagine, boys and girls, that started with one person, and it was just one day, and now it's the entire month. This is what happens when you have a great idea, right, Starfish?
That is so true. One idea can catch on to the other and become a global change.
Not quite like the flu or a cold where it catches on, but something that is really good, and you often definitely want to catch it. You want to catch that and be able to do something and throw it in the trash.
Exactly. I have you for you, boys and girls, some Earth Day riddles.
Oh, I'd love to hear those.
What has no feet but can run? Tick tock.
I'm puzzled too, boys and girls.
Water.
You're right. It does run.
Here's one of my favorites. How does the ocean say goodbye?
Oh, I think I know. Bedtime. Kitties, do you know?
It waves.
Yes, I know my bedtime friends got that one right.
So I'm so excited about Earth Week. And next week, we're going to read A Day in the Life of Starfish. Another starfish just like me.
Ooh, that would be really interesting, especially because we've talked about the water. And I know a lot of you are going to be going to beaches and to rivers and to swimming pools because it's getting warmer. We'll soon be
certainly
in summer.
Is.
Yes, definitely will be.
And the sun is coming out.
Right, and I wonder, Starfish, if they've ever done anything as a class, as a group, in trying to make a difference.
I wonder, too. Boys and girls, if you've done something with your class to try to make a difference, please let us know. Follow us on Facebook, on Jewel's Facebook, or on Jewel's Twitter, or you can email us at auntjewelbedtimestories@gmail.com.
I would love to hear from you because I know that you probably have done something. Even if you're not in the classroom right now, you've probably done something with your brothers or sisters or cousins. One thing that I know that we've done, and my nieces and nephews did, is collect bottles. When they finished drinking, whether it was from soda or water or milk, they put them all in a plastic bag and they recycled them.
Yes, and that's something that everyone can do from their home.
Well, I have a book, and we don't have very much time, but I would love to be able to read it, and it's called Earth Day Hooray. It's by Stuart Murphy. And the publishing company is HarperCollins. And this is what they did. Just like you, probably if you've walked around, you've probably seen a lot of things on the ground. And that's what Ryan saw. This place is a mess, said Ryan. Well, that's why we're cleaning it up, said Carla. Come on, pitch in. See, boys and girls, not only did they see a problem, there was someone who found a solution. Let's read some more. Now, this happened at the Maple Street School. Save the Planet Club was cleaning it up in Gilroy Park, the site of this year's Earth Day celebration. They had picked up candy wrappers, crumbled newspapers, empty coffee cups, old flyers, lost tennis balls, and lots of aluminum cans. Now, for some people, that's known as some soda pops. Well, you know, said Ryan, even after we've finished cleaning the park, it won't look all that great. It could really use some flowers at the entrance. And Gilroy Park had a very few trees and some grass that was kind of brown. And that was it. Well, if we take all these cans to the recyclable center instead of throwing them away, which, boys and girls, which is what I had said, that some of my nieces and nephews and boys and girls had put them all away and taken them to a recyclable center. Maybe that's one of the things that you could do. Well, we're getting away from the story. So Ryan continued, they'll give us money for each can, and maybe we can make enough money to buy some flowers to plant. Well, Mrs. Watson, the club advisors, thought Ryan's idea was fantastic. She said, if you can get 5,000 cans, that should be enough for some really beautiful flowers. I bet we won't find that many, said Luke, with his arms crossed. Now, the club sorted all the cans they found. Now, Ryan, Carly, and Luke filled smaller bags with 10 cans each. Now, when they had 10 small bags, they put them in a big bag, and that held 100 cans. So that would be easier to count, because they needed how many, boys and girls? I know Starfish knows. How many cans did they need to have? 5,000. 5,000 they needed. Well, they ended up with three big... I know, it's a lot, isn't it? Can you all count to 5,000? Well, try to do that after we finish reading our story. Well, they ended up with three big bags of 100. Now, five small bags of 10 and nine single cans. Huh. That left the bags near the trash bin so that Mrs. Watson could pick those up in the evening. Well, someone said, that's a total of 359. I knew we wouldn't get to 5,000, said Luke. But the next morning at school, Mrs. Watson called Ryan, Carly, and Luke to her desk. Bad news, she said. The trash collector at the park didn't realize the cans were for recycling. He took them to the dump with the rest of the trash. I knew it, said Luke. I knew we'd never do it. Well, don't give up, said Ryan. We can still collect cans. We'll have a can drive right here at school. I don't know, said Luke doubtfully. It will only work if a lot of people bring in cans. Now, did you know, boys and girls, that Americans use more than 80 billion aluminum cans a year? 80 billion?
Oh.
Oh, the numbers are growing, Starfish. The numbers are growing. The custodian, Mrs. Jones, set up a barrel in the hallway. Now, Luke made a big sign, and it said, Earth Day, hooray! Cans recyclable so far. Now, this will help us reach our goal of 5,000, and we could plant flowers in the Gilroy Park. Now, Mrs. Watson helped Ryan print up the flyers and announce their goal, and Carly drew a cartoon. Now, the next day, a few kids brought in cans after school. Ryan, Carly, and Luke went to check out the barrel, and they sorted the cans into the bag. They had 5 small bags of 10 and 6 single cans. Now, Carly wrote 56 on the sign. We need to get more kids to help, she said. Now, Carly, Luke, and Ryan got permission to visit every class and ask for help with the can drive. Now, Carly worked all night so she would be ready. Now, after school, Ryan, Carly, and Luke stopped at every park and field and picked up every can they saw. The next morning, Ryan, Carly, and Luke brought their cans to school. Look at all these cans, said Carly. I knew it would work. Now, at recess, they counted the cans, and they ended up with 6 big bags. So how many bags would that be? What would the number be? Now, remember, 6 and 10 goes into all of the cans, and so that would be, and they have 5 single bags, single cans. So that was 635. Now, Carly wrote the total on the number. It's growing, it's growing. And Mrs. Watson walked by. You're going to need bigger bags, she said. I'll bring some in tomorrow. Yay! That's what happens, Starfish, when you have a team.
Exactly.
Now, when Ryan, Carly, and Luke checked the barrels, the next day it was overflowing. We better ask Mrs. Jones for some more barrels, said Carly. They had 1 bag of 1,000. They had 4 bags of 100 and 8 bags of 10 and, of course, 3 single cans. Now, Carly wrote the total. Now, boys and girls, in your head, can you do the numbers? Now, Carly wrote the total on the sign, and remember to put a comma between the 1,000 and the 100, and that will help you, boys and girls, so you don't get mixed up. So she added them all up, and guess what she had?
What?
2,174.
Wow.
Well, that's still
Teamwork
a long way.
Is great.
Right. Well, that's still a long ways from 5,000. And you know who said that. That was Luke. Now, Ryan, Carly, and Luke kept working. Now, Luke put up signs all over the school. On Saturday, the member of the Save the Planet Club knocked on every door in their neighborhood. Now, they handed out Ryan's flyers, and they carried big bags for people's empty cans. Recycling 1, aluminum cans save enough energy to keep a 100-watt light bulb burning for about 3.5 hours. So this is a good thing to do. Now,
yes,
on Monday...
Definitely.
Oh, it is. You're right, Starfish. Now, on Monday morning, Ryan, Carly, and Luke couldn't dump their cans in the collection barrel because they were already full. And at recess, they counted the cans. But by the time the recess was over, they still weren't done. Mrs. Watson said they could skip spelling to finish counting, and you didn't think this was a good idea. Carly teased Luke. Can you imagine? And because of that, they weren't going to have spelling. So it turns out, even if they don't raise it, turns out maybe this is a good idea. So finally they finished. They had 2 huge bags of 1,000, 8 big bags of 100, 5 small bags of 10, and 2 single cans. That's almost 3,000! Well,
there.
It's 2,852 to be exact. Oh. And Luke,